Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Senate Appropriations Committee has zeroed out the IT Modernization Fund for 2019. Don't take that as a vote of skepticism, though, by lawmakers. Consider it instead the Senate is teaching the new administration a lesson of sorts. I don't like that. Consider it instead how the Senate is teaching the Trump administration a lesson of sorts. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about what the last three administrations have done wrong when it comes to technology initiatives. And Jason joins me now with more on this. And maybe it would be quicker if we talked about what they did right in technology initiatives.
Well, there's plenty that they did right, Tom. Don't be such a cynic now. The issue here, though, is once again, major administration initiative. And what didn't they do, Tom? They didn't communicate enough. This is true for the Trump administration, this is true for the Obama administration, this is true for the Bush administration. They do a great job of communicating down to the agencies. They do a pretty good job of communicating across to vendors. But time and again, what we see is a problem communicating to Congress. And really, the only message that they can take from this is communicate once, communicate twice, and then communicate a third time, and then probably go back a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth time, because you can never over communicate to Congress. And again, this is why the Senate made it very clear in their appropriations language in the fiscal services and general government bill, said, we don't know enough about what you're doing with IT modernization. Tell us more before we give you more money.
Well, you know, it's kind of tragic in that sense, because all throughout the Bush and Obama administrations, the administrations were asking for this type of revolving fund, or the Quicksilver Projects Fund and so forth. And Congress never really funded to, except for a minuscule degree, and they passed the hat and so forth. Now they've got $100 million, and most of it's spent for 2018. I guess there's not enough.
Half
so far, right. First of all, are they getting the applications into OMB? I understand maybe they're not coming in so fast.
I think that is part of it.
For the $45 million, I think it is, they have given out, Congress doesn't feel like it's informed on what they're doing with the money.
Right. If you take a look at the bill and what does Congress say in the bill, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, they say, Senate appropriators wrote in the bill's report, as the TMF reviews the remaining proposals, the committee encourages GSA and OMB to provide additional transparency surrounding agencies' proposals at each stage of the selection process, including projects submitted for consideration, those selected to receive funding. The committee will continue to monitor proposal process and work with OMB and GSA to establish metrics for defining program and project success. I'm not sure how much clearer they can be that says, you have not talked to us enough. You have not briefed us enough. We don't know enough. And I think, Tom, that is unfortunate that once again this administration, and when I say once again this administration, I mean once again any administration, has to face this. This is not a hard thing to do. There should be no fears of leaking of information to people like us. They should just communicate it. If it gets out, it gets out. I mean, Tom, listen, this is not state secrets. And as I was trying to do some research before the initial awards were made, people were so tight-lipped. They were so paranoid. I can't tell you. OMB will get mad. It's really a close hold. It's a White House initiative. And then you have to ask, so if they tell the House or Senate what happens and they leak it to somebody, what's the harm?
And now that the awards have been made, at least to the tune of $45 million to HUD and a couple of other agencies, when do we see all the details of what they'll be doing for that money? Not only Congress, but all of us.
So just recently they put it out there. They put a new website up with more details, and you probably really need to know about what the plan is, how it's going to work, what the proposal said. So they're getting better, and even some of the CIOs, like the Energy Department CIO, Max Everett, spoke recently about his plan, his ideas around what he'll do with the money. USDA has been very open about it. So I think what's happening, Tom, is it's coming out now, but that's after the fact. And Congress goes, no, we want to be ahead of it. We don't want to be behind it, especially since we're the one who controls the purse. And it's interesting, Tom, I spoke with several times, kept in touch with some of the former OMB people who worked in the Bush administration, and they've told me time and again, one of their biggest mistakes they made around the e-government initiatives, around the lines of business initiatives, is not including Congress, not talking to Congress enough about it. When you look at the Obama administration, the same thing with their IT modernization fund, the same thing with some of their efforts around, for instance, of the FITARA. Like, I remember one instance, Tom, with the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, I was at a conference and a Hill person had to corner an OMB person basically and say, why won't you return my calls about FITARA? And, like, that just shouldn't happen. That shows there's a communication breakdown.
Yeah, and also a certain lack of understanding about how the town works, maybe, to some degree. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And so does this mean that the IT modernization is now done for 2019, or could this money be restored?
Well, luckily, the House did approve $150 million, which is not what the administration asked for, which was $220 million, but still more than, you know, it's in 2018. So there's still lots of hope. In fact, I spoke with Mike Hettinger, a former Hill staff member and now managing principal of Hettinger Strategy Group. And he goes, listen, there's a clear game going on here, right? The Congress wants more information. OMB, GSA has got to give them more. And I think that if they do that, then during the conference of the bill, that's when they'll restore the funding or take the House's funding. But that's really up to GSA and OMB to use the summer to one, give them the information they're looking for, and two, establish this regular cadence, whether it's every week, every other week, once a month, however often it needs to be. They have to figure that out and then do it, and then do it again.
Sure. So Congress has that big spoon of vanilla ice cream, and they're just saying to the administration, say please.
Exactly. They're not saying no. They're just saying, I want to hear please and thank you.
Okay. And also, Jason, you're writing about the CIO Council and its new approach for IT security executive training.
So one thing that the CIO Council's heard time and again is there's too much, if you will, cybersecurity policies, regulations, laws to understand everything. And where do I go to find them? And how do I put them all together? So what the CIO Council did with the Chief Information Security Officers Council, which is kind of a subset of the CIO Council, is they put together a CISO handbook. And the goal of this CISO handbook is quite simple, Tom. Let's educate everyone and anyone who's interested in IT security for the federal government. So it's written in a way that's plain language, easy to follow, and it's for the up-and-coming CISO, it's for the current CISO, but it's also for the non-IT executive, the CFO world, the program world, the HR world. They can see, okay, what do I need to know about cybersecurity from a policy, regulations, initiative angle? And I think that's really important to simplify,
sure, yeah,
and lessen the complexity.
You know, it's also true the 809 panel in a different domain is also recommending that DOD train people in something else that has tons of regulations, and that is the hiring authorities for acquisition people.
Right.
There's 44 different authorities. All that authorities and all that possibility produces paralysis, so people default toward Title V competitive hires. Kind of a parallel situation. You can overdo the regulation till nobody can assimilate it all.
Absolutely. And I think what the CISO handbook is trying to do is not necessarily say it's good or bad, but say, hey, here's what you need to know. Here's the basics. Here's a baseline understanding. If you want to know more about, you know, this special publication 853 Rev 5, here's a link to it. You can read it all there. But here's the basics of what you need to know. And I think that's really huge, because if you're a CISO who's looking to come to government, or any IT cyber executive looking to come to government, you can know this is the great place to start.
Sounds like a good place for a little artificial intelligence. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.